Hi, my name is Anthony.
Hi, my name is Isaac.
Hi, my name is Susie.
Hi, my name is Herman.
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Hi, my name is Tony.
Hi, my name is Molly.
Hi, my name is Margaret.
Hi, my name is Linda.
Hi, my name is Nina.
You are listening to Check It In and Check It Out.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out.
A radio show for kids all about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Hi everyone, Guten Tag. My name is Colleen DeVos, and I am the new, well actually I'm kind of old, host of Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library, the Elgin County Library. We are coming to you from 105.9 FM Radio Debrigg in Elmer, Ontario. This is my very first radio show ever, and I must admit to feeling a bit nervous. But I'm very good company today on my first attempt, because the students of the Bridges program at Stratfordville Public School are here to help me out. Uba yo! And a bit later, they will be able to tell us a little bit more about their classrooms there and the kind of things that they're learning. And we hope to have a few words from Principal Coombs and even their teacher, Mrs. Dyke. I'm sure hoping they might be able to help me out with speaking Plattdeutsch. You know, life is filled with many new things to learn, like this radio show. Sometimes I get discouraged by new challenges. I tend to think of them as new problems. It's kind of like our first story today. It's called, What Do You Do With a Problem? It's written by Kobe Yamada and illustrated by Mae Bessem. Let's take a listen. I don't know how it happened, but one day I had a problem. I didn't want it. I didn't ask for it. I didn't really like having a problem, but it was there. Why is it here? What does it want? What do you do with a problem? I thought. I wanted to make it go away. I shooed it. I scowled at it. I tried ignoring it, but nothing worked. I started to worry about my problem. What if it swallows me up? What if my problem sneaks up and gets me? What if it takes away all of my things? I worried a lot. I worried about what would happen. I worried about what could happen. I worried about this, and I worried about that. And the more I worried, the bigger my problem became. I wished it would just disappear. Tried everything I could to hide from it. I even found ways to disguise myself. But it still found me. And the more I avoided my problem, the more I saw it everywhere. I thought about it all the time. I didn't feel good at all. I couldn't take it anymore. This has to stop, I declared. Maybe I was making my problem bigger and scarier than it actually was. After all, my problem hadn't really swallowed me up or attacked me. I realized that I had to face it. So even though I didn't want to, even though I was really afraid, I got ready and I tackled my problem. When I got face to face with it, I discovered something. My problem wasn't what I thought it was. I discovered it had something beautiful inside. My problem held an opportunity. It was an opportunity for me to learn and to grow, to be brave, to do something. It showed me that it was important to look closely because some opportunities only come once. So now I see problems differently. I'm not afraid of them anymore because I know their secret. Every problem has an opportunity for something good. You just have to look for it. do you do with a problem?
I try to solve it.
I figure out clues.
I try to figure it out.
I ask people for help.
Sometimes I ask a teacher or a mom or dad.
I think of another thing.
Do you ever get discouraged when you have a problem?
For me, yes. Then I have to try to solve it, or if I can't do that, then I have to improvise.
I usually don't really get discouraged, but most of the time, because it's a big problem.
I never give up. I'll keep on trying.
Thanks, everyone. Great solutions to solving problems. You know another great way to solve a problem? Listen to a really funny joke. Take it away, Isaac.
Why did the student eat his homework? Because the teacher said it was a piece of cake.
Hey, speaking of homework, I think this might be a great time to hear from Principal Coombs and Mrs. Dyke.
Hi, I'm Principal Coombs here at Stratfordville Public School. We are offering a Low German Mennonite Focus program where students can come celebrate their living experiences, their culture, and any talents that they may have from home with their families. The Bridges program targets our cultural supports of these students, and we try to make an area where the students feel very comfortable. We remove as many barriers as we can, and we provide the opportunity for the students to succeed in education. So far, we are having a lot of fun, and the students are enjoying themselves. Currently, we have 75 students in three classes here at Stratfordville, and there are another two classes at Summers Corners Public School.
I am Mrs. Dyke, and I teach the SK grade 1 and 2 class in the Bridges program at Stratfordville Public School. I love teaching here. My passion has always been to work with Low German Mennonite students because I come from that background. So I can speak Low German as well, and I find that it makes the students feel very, very comfortable. We can speak in their main language and also in English together. So we're learning both together as we learn here at school. I've noticed that a lot of students who haven't or weren't attending school very often in previous years have been actually coming to school a lot more frequently and are here every day with big giant smiles on their faces. We will be sad to see them leave when they head to Mexico, but we will be welcoming them back with open arms when they return in the spring, and we are excited to start where we left off.
Thank you, Principal Coombs and Mrs. Dyke, for making us feel so welcome at Stratfordville Public School. Now let's get back to our friends and another story.
The other story is all about two pigs. One's name is Sydney and one's name is Norman. They live right beside each other. Don't really get a chance to talk to each other very much. But then something happens. They both get a letter in the mail, and you'll never guess who it's from.
God.
It's from God. And he said, I would like you to come and visit me because I have something to tell you. Sydney and Norman, A Tale of Two Pigs, written by Phil Vischer and illustrated by Justin Gerard. On a quiet street in a quiet town lived two pigs. They didn't oink or eat slop. No, this isn't that kind of story. They wore suit coats and went to work. And even though they lived right next door to each other, they didn't know each other's names. The pig on the right was Norman. He was a very good pig. Rules and hard work had always come easily to him, and it showed. His house was neat and organized. He always looked his very best. He gave money to the needy and never missed church on Sunday. Norman's teachers liked him when he was young, and his boss at work liked him now that he was all grown up. He was pretty sure God liked him too. After all, he was a very good pig. Norman figured that everyone could be as good as he was if they'd just try a little harder. He wondered why they didn't. The pig on the left was Sydney. Things didn't come quite as easily for Sydney. Rules and systems and schedules seemed, well, a bit slippery. One minute he thought he had them, and the next minute, oops, where'd they go? He was forever running 10 minutes late and could never manage, no matter how hard he tried, to get his tie perfectly straight. Not like his neighbor. What was his name? Sidney got into trouble in school, which frustrated his teachers. He got in trouble at work, which frustrated his boss. He knew God was watching and figured he was pretty frustrated too. But most of all, Sidney frustrated Sidney. Why was everything so hard? Why couldn't he be more like, what was his name? Sidney felt broken, and some days that made it hard to get up in the morning. Some days, in fact, Sidney couldn't get up at all. Since Sidney was usually late and Norman was usually early, they very seldom saw each other, unless, that is, they happened to fetch their mail at the same time, which is exactly what happened one bright morning in October. Now, normally, if Sidney saw Norman, he would look down and shuffle back inside. He was sure Norman was staring at his tie or his hair or his paper half stuck into his briefcase. He was sure Norman was looking down at him for being messy, which for the most part was absolutely correct. But this day, Norman didn't look at Sidney's tie, and Sidney didn't look away because they were both staring at a small blue pale envelope that they had received in the mail. One was addressed to Norman and the other to Sidney. Had someone invited them both to the same party? Eager to unravel the mystery, the two pigs opened the envelopes. Norman read, "Dear Norman," and Sidney read, "Dear Sidney," followed by, "I would like you to come visit me at 77 Elm Street next Tuesday at your convenience. I have something to tell you." They both glanced at the bottom of the page and read, "Sincerely, God." Sidney and Norman reread the invitation several times to make sure they had read them correctly. God wanted to talk to them? On Tuesday? On Elm Street? Sidney panicked. Deep in his heart was a familiar feeling, the feeling he had felt when, as a young pig, his teacher had sent him to the principal's office. Terror, panic, doom. Norman smiled. He too felt a familiar feeling, the feeling he had felt when, as a young pig, he was called up in front of the school to receive an award. Anticipation, happiness, pride. Sidney taped the invitation to the inside of his front door so he wouldn't lose it. Norman entered the date neatly in his date book. Both pigs had trouble sleeping that night for very different reasons. Do you have any thoughts on what God might want to say?
Tell them, tell Sidney that he can do anything if he can believe him. And then Norman, he can't do everything right at one try. Sidney can try and do stuff, but give up.
The book is at the library, so if you want to know how it ends, you could come and borrow it. Do any of you have library cards? Do you go to the Stratfordville Library sometimes? Yeah, it's a fun place.
My best spot is in the movie section.
Do you have popcorn when you watch your movie?
Movie without popcorn would not be fun.
No, that's right. I had lots of help on my visit to Stratfordville Public School, learning how to speak Platteech. Take a listen. So I've been practicing. I know just a few things, so you'll have to tell me if I have it right or if I have it wrong.
How about that?
Okay. Thank you. Donk shine. If I wanted to say hello or good day, I would say hundak. If I wanted to say goodbye, zoiva ans. I have to practice. Oh yeah, ubayo.
Obayo.
How would I say good book?
Vannenbuk.
Herman, that sounds tricky. What was that?
Shine and noodles.
Shine and noodles.
Oh, shine and noodle soup. I like soup. Isaac.
I like the bika.
I like the bika.
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 Bika. I like those books.
That would be a great way to end our show.
Shine and bika.
Thanks for listening today. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5 p.m. And if you miss the show, you can head over to the Elm County Library website where our shows are available as a podcast. I hope you have yourself the best week ever. Dankeschön. Zoiva ans.
Dankeschön für ans Harfen.
What does that mean?
Thank you for listening.
Dankeschön für ans Harfen.
Out the door we danced and sang. The whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library. Picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary. Picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going